喜瑞都前几个礼拜听到有个圣灵在历史上的进展。
Hallelujah, praise the Lord that the members of Cerritos Church had heard the message of the progression of the Holy Spirit in history.
集中在以弗所书第一章里头所阐明的圣灵的道理。
And especially the gospel regarding the Holy Spirit that is delivered in the first chapter of Ephesians.
集中于应许的圣灵。
And it's a focus on the promised Holy Spirit.
当着那个以弗所书道理的最后一段，也是最后那神要成全的，要赐予圣灵的。一个进展一个阶段
and by the conclusion it is a promised Holy Spirit that is promised by God to give to mankind
但是我们要是从整个这个以弗所书的全貌从第一章到第四章来看的话
So if we were to look at the book of Ephesians as the a whole book from chapter 1 to chapter 4,
关神的救赎,
then it is a message regarding the salvation of God,
有关教会论,
of the message, the teachings of the doctrines of the church.
在道理上与在末世要传扬福音这样的认识上认知上是很重要的。
And the acknowledgement of preaching the gospel in the end times.
那我们不管在求道或者已经在神的真道路上已经在行走的人这就是一段很重要的有关对神的认识
So whether or not we are still seeking the truth or we are already on the path of truth this message is very important for us
尤其我们提到神国福音的奥秘
Especially when we talk about the mystery of God's gospel
那在福音书或者是在保罗书信里头也是说得很清楚
Whether it is in the gospel books or in the letters it is declared very clearly
尤其是以弗所书跟哥罗西书
especially,
讲到这些字眼
Especially in the book of Ephesians and Colossians
那我们就要思考神的国福音为什么是奥秘的
So let us think about why is it mysterious that why the gospel is mysterious
那奥秘的经义是什么
What is the essence of mysterious
当然我们一看到这个字眼马上知道这个是一种深这个深沉一个奥秘
So when we hear mysterious it means deep and profound
一个玄奥的难以追寻了解的事
It is difficult to understand and ponder upon
那圣经强调神的智慧
So the Bible emphasizes on the wisdom of God
或者他的心意
Or the heart of God
或者他的道路
Or the way of God
都高过人的人所有的道路或者意念或者人的计划
and all of these surpasses the wisdom and the ways of men
因此从以人的观点来看神来了解他那就充满了奥秘性的
so when we look at God as in a human's perspective then it is full of mysterious ways
那就引导说原来神的道是隐藏的
therefore the way of God was hidden
难以追寻到底
it is difficult to be found
而且呢很难一个艰涩艰难的这个的观念
and it is a difficult concept of difficulty
尽管如此
but even so
神把创世以前所预备的各种属天上的福气
that God had prepared all kinds of wonderful blessings in heaven
或是在末世要展开的神国的福音
before the creation or in the end time
都已经很清楚的向世人的阐明
these blessings have already been declared to mankind
那使徒保罗就是接受者的其中的一个人
and Apostle Paul is a receiver of this promise
当保罗在罗马书十一章他三三节提到
in book of Romans chapter 11 verse 33 it says
因为他在阐述耶稣基督的救赎
when Paul was declaring the salvation of Jesus Christ
在神国里头犹太人跟外邦人的位份
the status of Jews and Gentiles in God's kingdom
那这段道理讲完以后他在十一章的三三节那
so after he had spoken this message in chapter 11 verse 33
那个就用基督徒的颂歌颂赞的歌 doxology 这样来阐明他的
it is the praise and the doxology of a Christian
那请看他在说神的智慧或者丰富在哪呢
and let's study how Apostle Paul had described the wisdom of God
那就说神丰富的智慧跟知识
oh the depth of the richness both of the wisdom and knowledge of God
神的判断何其难测难寻
how unsearchable are his judgments
是他的踪迹他的道路何等的难以来寻找到
and his ways past finding out
这讲的神的道高过人的道
is talking about the way of God surpasses the way of men.
而丰富,
it is hidden, but it's rich at the same time.
向人呢,是潜明, 可以人没有办法找到,
and it is not to be found by men.
那然后第, 底下,
but later
三四节以下,
on, verse 34,
就引用以赛亚书40章的话语,
it is quoting from the book of Isaiah, chapter 40.
来说主的心意,
to talk about the heart of the Lord. No counselor is comparable to God. God has his complete and free will.
他创造,
he created and he saves. And all of the creation and salvation comes from him, so all rely on him. So all stem from him and belongs to him. So God is the center of the universe. All of the home for everything. So man should ponder upon the mystery of God in this way. And God is willing to reveal his mystery to men. Let's turn to 1 Timothy chapter
3. This
is also a praise and a doxology to describe the salvation of Jesus
Christ.
Just as if after prayer we sing a piece of hymn to praise the Lord.
那你看,
so let's turn to
1
Timothy chapter 3 verse 16.
提摩太前书3章16节,
1 Timothy chapter 3 verse 16.
他就说大在敬虔的奥秘无人不以为然，那就是神在基督里头展开的救赎。
So it says without controversy great is the mystery of godliness.
这里中文用大在、深在、丰富在，那这样的一个惊叹的一个口气来赞赏神的伟大的经纶。
So with a tone of exclamation, it uses the words such as great and magnificent to describe God.
请看他所颂赞的那主要内容。
So let's read the content of the praise.
一个叫神在肉身显现。
It says God was manifested in the flesh.
Incarnation的一个道理,
so this is a important message in the incarnation of God.
神看不见神, 就高超远大的神, 竟然在肉身来显现。
A God who is way great and unseen, but it is revealed in flesh.
具备了全然的人性跟神性。
And he is full of humanity and godliness.
那么就在他主耶稣在世传道的生涯当中这个过程的写出来了。
And it is manifested throughout Jesus' life and his ministry.
比如说他被圣灵称义。
It is justified in the Spirit.
在主耶稣的约旦河的洗礼。
When Jesus was baptized in the Jordan River,
或者是主耶稣在科西马尼园的祷告,
or his prayer in the Garden of Gethsemane, or the progress of his preaching the gospel before his crucifixion. Jesus was recognized by the Spirit.
而且呢,你看, 他就底下就连续着描写他传道以及被钉十字架以后升天福音的传开这整个过程。
And then he talks about the preaching to the Gentiles and the crucifixion and the resurrection.
所以这个我们就看这几节在描写主耶稣的一生。
So these short verses is describing the life of Jesus.
那最后就是他的道理被传于外邦，被世人的信服。
So in the end, the gospel was preached among the Gentiles and received by the Gentiles.
在他被高举进入父神荣耀以后，神国的福音就展开，如此的展开。
After Jesus was exalted and raised up, the gospel was spread throughout the world.
这是奥妙的大载深载神在肉身显现的道理。
And this is the great and mysterious godliness that is manifested in the flesh.
我们用这样的认识,
and through this understanding, let us turn back to the book of Ephesians.
我们也要学习在阅读圣经, 在研究圣经的时候,
when we are studying the Bible,
应该抓住它的字义, we must, 就它的每一个 diction, 它的 lexicon, 就每一个字眼的意义,
we must hold on to the diction and the meaning of each individual word.
就最重要, 就重要有关道理方面的, 有关道理方面的字, 的词端,
especially of words and literature that is used specifically for the gospel.
或者再来就进到它的句节, 它的句子在讲什么,
the terminology and the sentence structure.
然后呢再来上下文, context.
And then to read these messages in context.
再看它这一段经文, 这一本或这一章, 这一书, 在讲什么, 它背景是什么,
and to study the background in which the book was written.
因为它有它的历史, 它的社会条件,
for there is a history behind it and a social message.
或者写作的动机, 目的在哪,
or the motivation of the how why the book was written.
它的道理, 它的神学教训, 它的道理教训是什么,
and then what is the content of the gospel.
然后在最后对我们个人的信仰和生活有什么运用, 有什么应用,
and lastly, how does these message apply to our life?
有时候不必很多说这些运用, 我们应该自己 心里来的良心做见证,
sometimes there is no need for us to ponder upon the applications of life. We
ourselves are.
But more important is that we can enter into the one systematic gospel of the Bible.
它的真谛是什么?
And the essence of the truth.
好, 所以我们用这样的理解, 再来看以弗所书, 它究竟在讲什么?
So from this understanding, let's study what the book of Ephesians is really talking
第一章,
about.
第一节, 二节当然是一个开头语, 滞后语,
of course, chapter 1 and 2 is a message of greeting.
一节跟二节,
of verse 1 and verse 2.
但是第三节开始, 我们就得注意了,
but starting from verse 3, we need to pay attention.
其实这一章里头, 三节到最后一节,
but in fact, starting verse 3 until the last verse of the chapter,
那你就可以看到一个很重要的, 有三段在集中神在创世以前所预定的,
it focuses on in three sessions the preparation that was already been prepared before the heaven and earth.
虽然圣经用那个命定或者说预定, 就好像一种机械性的那预定论一样,
so although the Bible uses predestined,
但不是加尔文派的那个就是非常机械性的肯定的那种命定宿命论,
but the Calvinist church do not believe in the
就不会像 Calvinistic predestination 那样的观念,
but it is not the Calvinistic understanding of predestination.
因为他们说一次得救就永远得救, 神要拣选谁, 那谁的命定要被得救,
but they believe that once you are saved, you will always be saved, you are predestined to be saved.
但是我们在圣经的命定,
but the predestination in the Bible is not such a mechanical way,
而是有动力的, 有弹性的,
but instead it is dynamic.
借在神的绝对自主权, 祂的预备, 祂的安排,
God has his full freedom to arrange.
然后人应该有信心跟顺服来应对,
and man has to play his part by his faith.
假如他说要给赐予的福气, 那人不以信心跟顺服来应对的话, 那虽然神预备你得救, 你就自己不得救了。
So even if God had prepared the abundant grace, if man does not use his faith to acknowledge, then there is no use.
这是圣经的这种比较机械, 不是机械性, 而有弹性的, 一种有动力的那个安排。
So in that sense, it is not a mechanical function, but instead a dynamic dynamic exercise.
好, 那我们现在来看, 请看 3节, 5节到7节, 第一段的道理。
Let's read verse 3 to 7.
5到7,
verse 5 to 7.
这里的重心, 重点是在说, 我们要得神儿女的名分。
So the focus here is that we need to receive the inheritance of God's, as God's children. Receive the sonship of God.
那就是说得到神儿女的位份的话, 要借着主耶稣在基督里头的 救赎，就是要靠着耶稣的宝血洗礼来得到。
And in order to receive this sonship, we must be baptized into Christ.
所以圣经你要在新约看到救赎 the redemption, redeem 这个字眼。
So if we were to see the word redemption or redeem in the New Testament,
那就是跟耶稣宝血有个密切的关系。
Then it has direct a relationship with the blood of Jesus Christ.
所以人借着主耶稣的宝血在洗礼奉主的名圣灵运行下，那有水血跟圣灵做见证。
So through the baptism of water and the baptism in the blood of Jesus Christ and the baptism of the Holy Spirit, then it is a complete.
一个人就得到洁净了。
It is then man shall be cleansed.
因为他得到赦罪。
For their sins are forgiven.
然后神看为好的，看为义的，合宜的。
And then the God deemed this person as righteous.
是吧？所以是被称义了。
So we are declared righteous. 然后
他可以成为神的儿女。
And we are worthy of the sonship.
那再来就是他可以就是说披戴基督。
And that as sons of God, we put on Christ.
就是因为这样，我们就因为借着洗礼，这个耶稣基督的宝血，我们成为神的儿女。So through, 第一个神的安，在创世以前的安排。
So through the blood of Jesus Christ, we can become sons of God, and this was arranged before the creation.
那请再看第二个安排，就是创世以前预备天上各种福气。包括了第二项，在第九节到十一节。
So in verse 9 to 11 talks about the second arrangement before creation.
那意思就是说，我们在不管天上地下，或神跟人跟人跟人都在主耶稣基督里头合而为一，合一。
So whether in heaven or on earth, God and man and man and man, they are in one.
啊，那这个会在以弗所书的三章，尤其第四章阐明得很清楚了。
And this will once again be reiterated in chapter 3 and chapter 4.
啊，尤其第四章。
Especially chapter 4.
一的道理。
The gospel of one.
那神就预备在创世以前，他就知道将来的犹太人跟外邦人要在主耶稣里头合一。
So before the creation, God had already known that the Gentiles and the Jews will be in one.
他们要在神的家里头。
And they will be one in the household of God.
他们在神的国里头。
In the kingdom of God.
不再分外人。或者是客人，那是神家里头的人呐。
There is no longer the distinction of the host or the traveler.
那也借着主耶稣基督，最先借主耶稣基督，那神跟人的合一。
And first through the Jesus Christ, the reconciliation of God and man.
所以我们有圣经上中文的和睦，也是都是 reconciliation， 和解和平或者是。也是平安这三个字眼。
So there are the three different terminologies regarding reconciliation.
那就是说，本来神跟人的对敌，现在这个最强，因为主耶稣基督的十字架被他撤去了，神跟人对敌变成好友，友好和谐了。
So originally, because of Jesus Christ, the animosity between God and men have been reconciled.
那请有空再看罗马书第五章六节到九节以下，就可以知道这一番的道理。
So in Romans chapter 5, starting verse 6 and onwards, you can read and study these teachings.
所以我们在神在创世以前预备我们大家，神跟人，人跟人。在主基督里头合一。
So before the creation, God predestined Jesus Christ to reconcile God and man, also man and man.
那再看第三个神的预定。
So let's look at the third arrangement.
那依旧说在十二节以下，十一节跟十二节以下。
And it's starting from verse 12.
那就说我们听了真理的道，也得救的福音。
It's talking about after we have received and heard the truth and the gospel.
当然会悔改，会相信，我当然会接受洗礼。
Of course, we repent and be baptized.
那就进入神的国。
And enter into the kingdom of heaven. And the household of God.
但神还有一个，不但做神的儿女。
But not only that we are sons and daughters of God.
我们要成为神属灵产业的那个后裔后嗣。
We shall be the we shall inherit the inheritance of God.
那这个在罗马书八章也说得很清楚。
This is also described in Romans chapter 8.
好，那我们再看要成为神那产业的后嗣者。就要有一个印记，就圣灵为印记。
So in order to receive this inheritance, we must first receive the seal.
好像我们的那个 visum， 我们的那签证一样。
Just like the visa we receive.
那就是说神预先在我们还没有得到以前，给我们一个应许，一个证据。
So it is a proof that we will receive this inheritance before we receive it.
我们不但在圣经字眼说，不但成为神的儿女，而且要成为神家或者神产业的后嗣者。
So we know not only become become the sons and daughters of God, we shall be the we shall inherit the inheritance.
所以我们在第一章可以看到三段很重要的道理。
So in chapter 1, we can see these three distinct and important
teachings. And
all of these are prearranged or predestined.
所以听到接受的人就有这样的应许的福气了。
So those who hear this message and receive it are blessed.
可是对一般人来说,
but for most people,
这样道理本来是隐藏的。
These teachings were originally hidden.
它虽然是很丰富, 充满了神的这个智慧跟能力的内涵,
although it is rich and full of the wisdom of God,
但是呢, 要借着, 要宣讲, 要借着体验,
but we must experience it through our life.
所以说就有使徒, 先知他们的, 在当初跟现在他们的宣扬神国的福音, 把这个道理说出来。
So that is why the apostles in the ancient day and today are preaching this message.
我们要成为神儿女,
we need to be sons and daughters of God. We must receive the inheritance of God and be with the Lord forever. But there is a journey that we must experience. And so this is the believing and the accepting of the kingdom's gospel. So if we have time, we shall return to the book of Acts.
我们再看看使徒彼得他们从第一章到第十章，第二章到第十章。
So in Acts chapter 2 to chapter 10 describes a disciple Peter.
彼得的见证,
the proclamation of Peter.
然后再看后段保罗的见证,
and the testimonies of Apostle Paul. Then they are two in one.
都在讲主耶稣。 跟他的救赎,
that talks about Jesus Christ and his salvation.
就是他在十架上的救赎,
the salvation on the cross.
跟神国的福音, 人如何的领受,
and the gospel of the kingdom and how men shall receive it.
这种救赎的计划这样阐明出来了。
For the arrangement that was had been prepared before creation had been revealed in this book.
那么在以弗所书, 我们看第一章这个题旨以后,
so after we have read the introduction in the chapter 1 of Ephesians, chapter 2 talks about the before and the after stage in believing in Christ.
尤其前面那一段讲着我们没信主以前, 在活在这个世界上,
especially the first section talks about those who had not believed in Christ.
我们在过患中, 就好像被罪来捆绑,
that we are bounded by sin.
那在属灵上来讲是死亡的。
And in the spirit, we are dead.
那人心和世界要受这恶者来在掌控着。
And the heart of man was controlled by the evil one.
所以社会的乱象, 人心的彷徨, 人心的黑暗, 就在意味着恶者充满整个宇宙, 充满整个天空属灵气。
So the chaos on earth and the darkness in man's heart fill the universe.
所以人在这种情况下, 没有神,
so under this circumstances, man had no God.
没有希望,
no hope.
而且呢, 死在过犯中,
and will die in their own iniquities. And after death, they shall face judgment.
再加上死的,那个罪的工价, 就是死,
and the wage of sin is death.
那怎么办?
So what should we do?
这个时候神的恩典就厚厚的加冠下来。
It is the at this time the abundant grace of God came upon them.
神有丰富的怜悯,
that God is filled with the mercy.
他以爱世人的这个大的爱心跟大爱,
He was a great love. He loved men.
要把我们救出来,
and
赎出来,
He wanted to redeem us and save us.
所以我们就进到十三节所说了。
So we enter into chapter 2, verse 13.
他这里说从前呢, 我们就跟这个被拣选的族类, 以色列民族来说, 我们是, 局外人。
So originally, all of the Gentiles has no part with this matter.
我们跟神的契约的历史, 完全断绝。
That they are departed from the promise and the covenant of God.
所以神是在律法书或者在神在先知书里头所讲的那种应许那种福气, 我们断然无份。
So we have no part in all of the laws and the promise in the books of law and the books of prophets.
但神爱世人，差遣主耶稣来到人间。
But for God so loved the world, He sent His only Son to the world.
把我们救赎出来。
To save us from sin.
那这样的话，我们就开始一个新、崭新的阶段，进入另外一个阶段去了。
And we began a new chapter.
那也就是说，我们有神。
And now we have God.
我们得救的希望。
We have the hope of salvation.
而且我们不再是这个神诸约的外头的人。
And we are no longer
outsiders.
The outsiders.
我们是在神家里头的人。
And now we are part of the family.
那么在你请看十四节，也是十四节以下。
So let's read verse 14 and onwards.
这里一直强调借着主耶稣。
Here emphasizes that it is through Christ.
我们有两下合而为一的道理。
There are two teachings of one.
两边。
There are two sides to reconcile.
一个就是神那一下，一个人这边。
One side is God and the other is man.
那最强最恶的强，阻隔神人之间的那个妨碍物就把它拆除了。
And the wall of sin was removed.
那是罗马书也是五章六节以下所说的道理。
And this is also described in the book of Romans chapter 5.
人因为罪孽，所以神的愤怒存在。
Because of the sin of man, God's wrath came upon.
神跟人这两下成了对敌。
And so, the man and God are against each other.
那进入到是永生的门路被堵绝。
And the man shall not enter into the gates of eternal life. But because Jesus Christ had broken himself on the cross and shed his blood, so through baptism had brought man to in front of God, so that God and man can be reconciled. And the two parties also mean that the Israelites,
或者是希利尼人，或犹太，或者外邦人，希腊人，
or the Greeks and the Gentiles,
那是指着希腊文化下的地中海世界的人。
Also the people living under the Mediterranean culture.
那意思就是说，他们本来这些人外邦人跟选民没有份的。
Although these Gentiles had no part with the chosen people.
但是因为他们犹太人信主归入基督。
But because Jewish people believe in Christ.
那外邦人也信主归入基督。
The Gentiles also believe in Christ.
那两个人两下就合而一了，在神的家里头。
Therefore, in the house of God, the two parties become one.
所以相信的跟不相信的，因为都借着主耶稣而进入到神国的，都会成为一体。
So those who believe in Christ shall be one together under Christ.
信有先后。
So there is before and after in faith, also in and out.
可是到现在为止，上下内外都合而为一，在主基督里头。
But at this point under Christ, everything is reconciled and combined in one.
这个第二章阐明的已经做了第四章的伏笔。
So in chapter 2, it already foreshadows chapter 4.
因为第四章很重要，合一的一的道理。
For in chapter 4, it says the important teaching of one.
那所以我们再看19节以下的。
So let's continue on verse 19.
那既然神跟人，人跟人这两下合而为一。
So since God and men are reconciled.
那所以呢，我们就不从前没有希望而进入希望的人，不再做外人。
So we are no longer outsiders, those who now have hope.
或者是做暂时访问的客人。
Or a temporary traveler.
因为你看，比如说我们会堂外头的人来来去去，行色匆匆的，但不知道神家里头的丰富。
For the bystanders and bypassers outside of the church do not understand the abundance in the church.
不知道我们所学习的道理如何的奇妙。
They do not know the mysterious gospel that we are learning.
或者我们所领受的神的恩典跟他的见证如何的活泼有力。
Or how the testimonies that we have received is such lively.
因为他们只看到外表。
But they only see the outwardly.A building, a structure,
没有进入到里头来。
But they have not entered.
或者有些人在短暂地，或者是寄席的来访问，友好访问。
But perhaps some other friends or family members only came to visit.
那他们当着朋友啊，当着介绍一下子。
And we introduce these friends.
那他们还是当着过访的友人而已。
But they are still only bypassers.
直到不管外人或者客人能够在主耶稣基督里头进到神家里头。
But when once the visitors and the hosts entered into Christ,
那就他们变成神家里头的人,
then they shall become the household of God.
而且这里所说的跟神, 而且跟使徒先知根基所建造的, 主耶稣为房角石的教会里头, 神的国是一体了。
A church that is built by the foundation of the apostles and also as using Christ as their cornerstone shall be one.
耶稣基督他是用这建筑学来, 古代建筑学来说, 就是他房角石。
So Jesus Christ uses the ancient architecture to describe that he is the cornerstone. So it also records in Psalms. It is also a teaching in Psalms 118. And also what was preached by the disciples, the cornerstone.
这个先行标准者立项的榜样，立下的规模。
And so this cornerstone is an example that was first laid down for us.
所以圣经说耶稣基督是我们信仰的那个创始，成终者。
So Jesus Christ is the pioneer and the founder of our faith.
教会也是如此。
And so is the church.
所以基督已经做了先行标准者， 那我们这些新约的这个使徒和新约的先知传道人， 就来打基础, 用道理来打基础。
So since Jesus Christ had laid the foundation and said as an example, the disciples used this example to build.
这指着使徒跟新约的传道人当先知的角色来传扬神的道理。
And so the disciples and the apostles acts as the prophets to preach.
因为 prophets 意思就是说奉神的名讲论神的事。
For prophets speak for God regarding the truth.
那他们就把道理在扎，就深植在这个信徒的心中。
So they sow the seed of the gospel in the members' hearts.
所以教会就被可以变，那信仰的基础可以打稳起来。
And so the foundation of the church was laid.
所以第二章在讲着神的道的重要性，要传要有传扬，要有接受，要有一个标准者。
So chapter 2 talks about the important teachings of the gospel, there has to be a standard.
那信心，这个灵德、灵智、灵力， 就在这种神的家里头这样的得以长进。
And thus the spiritual virtues, the spiritual strength, and the spiritual wisdom shall be increased.
所以有了神的道以后呢， 还有圣灵充满整个教会跟我们个人的
So besides the gospel of truth, the promised Holy Spirit also filled the church.
那么圣灵就把个人各个肢体这样联络成为一体。
And the Holy Spirit shall reconcile all parts of the body.
就成为这灵工活石所结成的属灵的宫殿。
And it shall create this living stone that is used to build the spiritual temple. So the spiritual temple is in our heart.
在这里，一切是在我们教会里面。
And the spiritual temple is also here among us.
所以这是也是那哥林多前书那六三章跟六章的道理。
This is also this teaching is also in First Corinthians chapter 6 and chapter 3.
那我们看了这一章以后，
after this chapter 2,
那有个很重要的信息就出现在我们来看这个保罗所说的福音的奥秘。
So one important conclusion is made by Paul regarding the mystery of the gospel.
请看到他说第三节说,
chapter 3 verse 2. If indeed you have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God, which was given to me for you.
那么再来很重要，就是说神用启示将我跟这福音的奥秘，正如我以前写信稍稍提过的，你们念的也就晓得我深知基督的奥秘。
How that by revelation he made known to me the mystery, as I have briefly written already.
这个基督的奥秘，一般的犹太人， 或者是一般的外邦人，他们不能完全了解。
Most Gentiles and the Jewish population do not fully comprehend the mystery of Christ.
有的人以为是那种愚蠢的。
Some people take it as rubbish.
或者是一种亵渎神的。
Or as a blasphemy.
我意思就是说，他们用外貌来断定主耶稣。
For they judge Jesus by his appearance.
什么一个，比如说一个弥赛亚会这样应该有轰轰烈烈的英雄那个君王的姿态的出现。
Why should a Messiah or a Savior be as such? He should be a king or a hero.
民族的救星。
He is the savior of the whole race.
那但是为什么会羞辱地被钉死在十字架上？
So why should he be crucified with shame?
那就是神的智慧，也是神的能力了。
But this is the wisdom of God and the power of God.
因为人想不通。
For man cannot comprehend.
人以为是愚昧的。
Men take it as foolish.
以为是软弱的。
Take it as weakness.
那却是神的大能跟神的智慧。
But in fact, this is the great power and the great wisdom of God. So this mystery,
保罗亲身在他们信主以前也体验过。
This mystery, Paul himself had experienced before he had
first believed.
So first, once Paul did not comprehend that this is the mystery of God.
等到耶稣基督向他启示,
all the way until Jesus Christ revealed to him
用光来照耀他,
through the bright light
用声音来启蒙他,
and through his voice
用圣灵来引导他,
and through the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
那从那源远流长的犹太教的规模, 从那源远流长的犹太教的这种教门的教训,
so from the Jewish traditional teachings that he had received,
忽然了解,
he suddenly realized that Moses and the prophets was speaking for Christ.
And
only then he had completely accepted that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And Jesus Christ had entrusted to him this important mission. Let's turn to Acts chapter 26. Acts 26.
保罗在使徒行传有三度重复他，就是说耶稣基督如何的被来选召他。
So in the book of Acts, Apostle Paul had reiterated three times how Jesus had saved him.
第九章,
chapter 9,
22章,
chapter 22, and chapter 26.
这三章都描写主耶稣选召保罗。
So all these three chapters talks about how Paul was chosen.
26章哪儿，请看18节那里。
Chapter 26, verse 18.
26章18节。
Verse 18.
他说，叫主耶稣要在他，叫他在那个这个君王跟诸侯、百姓的面前。
That before the kings and the royalties and the people,
他要见证耶稣给他说的。
You will testify what Jesus has told you.
他们这世人要因信主，眼睛得开。
The world would have their eyes open through believing Christ.
听到主耶稣的福音,
and after hearing the gospel of Jesus, their hardened heart shall receive light and revelation.
然后呢, 他们因信主耶稣,
and through believing in Christ,
他们的罪会得赦,
their sin shall be forgiven.
那也就是说借着洗礼赦罪。
So, which means that through the baptism,
然后呢,
they shall inherit the kingdom along with the saints.
那就成圣,
and they are justified through the Spirit.
资格来承受将来,
and to have the requirement to inherit the inheritance.
说保罗被指派说要做外邦人的信使者。
So Apostle Paul was entrusted to be the preacher to the Gentiles. So he has the duty and requirement to cleanse himself for this task.
So
let's turn back to Ephesians chapter 3.
他就向以弗所的信徒说，这是他本有应该有的那个职分。
He speaks of his title,
那就是说他自己深深地知道基督的奥秘,
that he himself fully comprehend the mystery of Jesus Christ. And this mystery was hidden in the ancient days.
现在借着圣灵启示他的圣使徒和先知,
but now through the revelation of the Spirit, he revealed it to his disciples.
保罗、希拉、巴拿巴,
They are Barnabas and Silas and Paul. And other disciples or apostles that are not named. They are sent to build these churches. To strengthen their faith. And to anoint new workers. And so the message can be sustained.
就神国的传道人啊，见证人。
So the prophets or the preachers of the gospel.
因为在耶路撒冷教会。
They started from the church in Jerusalem.
或者在那个安提阿教会。
Or the church in Antioch.
或者圣经所记的有地方的教会的一个传道人和见证人，都称为先知。
Or various local workers, they are all called prophets.
那他们就传扬神国的福音。
And they speak the gospel of the kingdom.
所以让人知道，哦，现在是神国的已经开展了。
So all may come to know that the kingdom is now open.
那这个福音的奥秘是什么？它有内容。
So what is the mystery of the gospel?
先看第六节。
Let's read verse 6.
外邦人在基督里头,
that Gentiles should be fellow heirs.
借着福音, 那有一样的三个福气。
Through the Christ's gospel shall receive three blessings.
一个就同为神国产业的。
That's one that they should be fellow heirs.
再来呢，同为这不管是各族各民各国各方，在神家里头一体称为一。
So whatever nationality or ethnicity that you have, you shall be one in Christ.
然后第三个。
And three.
同盟应许。
They are a partaker of His promise.
神所应许的赏赐蛮多的。
There are various many promises made by God.
但是最主要最大的有两个。
But the most important ones are there are two.
一个就是真理的圣灵。
First is the gospel of truth.
第二个就是将来天国。
The spirit of truth.
天家的归宿。
The second is the inheritance in heaven.
所以说神各种恩赐的暂且不谈。
Let's not first talk about all other promises.
比如说，我们可以在哥林多前书看到这种恩赐的那叙述了。
So we can read the description of all the promises.
但是最重要的，我们在神家里头的洗礼后得到圣灵，那真理的圣灵。
But the most important one, the most important promises are is the Holy Spirit we receive after baptism.
因为这个天父在旧约时代就已经应许了。
For the Father had already promised the Holy Spirit in the Old Testament.
以赛亚书。
Whether it is in the book of Isaiah, there's at least four or five places. In the book of Joel, in the book of Zechariah. So in these prophet books had already foreshadowed the days in the end time. So the saints in doing the Pentecost
都是蒙受神在自古以来、旧约以来的应许的圣灵了。
And also members here today are receiving this promise that or was prearranged in the Old Testament.
所以在福音里头，大家同为一体。
So in the gospel we are one.
同盟应许。
We all receive the promise.
同得天国产业的这种后世的权的位份。
We all receive the right of inheritance.
所以这样就是我们今天所要讲的天国福音的奥秘，在当代跟今天就可以了解到的。
So from the ancient days and today we can come to comprehend the mystery of the gospel.
那我们从这个再进入到第四章。
Let's enter into chapter 4.
因为刚才说到一体和一的道理。
Before we have talked about the message of one.
这个也提醒我们今天全球化的教士，就是整个教会的发展的情势。
And this is also an encouragement to the globalization of our church.
虽然我们可以看到从1960年代就开始一个 ecumenical， 就是说一个教会合一、新旧教或者各种教派的合一的运动。
So as of In during the 1960s, there is the movement of ecumenism to combine the Catholics and the Protestants. Or the various denominations within Protestants.
互相了解，互相交流。
They want to seek to combine and to understand each other.
其实，不管在爱丁堡或在北欧或其他地方，都举行这样的会议。
Whether it is in Edinburgh or in the Scandinavian location, they have held these meetings.
但这种合一的可能性遥遥无期。
But it is highly unlikely that these merge can be successful.
因为对道理的认识,
For they have a different understanding of the truth.
或者是神的圣灵的带领,
or the guidance in the Holy Spirit.
或者他们的信心跟顺服,
or their faith or their submissiveness.
或者他们的本我的主义, 顾我在本我的主义,
or their self-will.
那就阻挡了大家真的谈其实谈不来,
will obstruct the progress of combining.
只会貌合神理而已吧,
and they will only result in disharmony.
或者再讲校园团契也可以经验到一点儿,
also, we can see this in the campus fellowships.
也就是我们大家都讲普通的道理就可以,
Everybody would speak of the very simple truth.
不必谈那些敏感的,
and there's no need for the sensitive issues.
原来福音有它的两面,
so in fact, the gospel had two sides.
一个就普遍性的真理,
one is the gospel that is accepted by all.
换句话说,大家都应该谈的, 而且会谈的这些议题,
this is the part that everyone would discuss.
比如说神爱世人啊,
for example, God loves mankind.
基督要信望爱啦,
we must have faith, love, and hope.
那要祷告啦,
we must pray.
要行善事啦,
we must do good.
要保守咯,
we must be
conservative. 要互相的这样的担待啦,
we must bear with each other.
这些的普遍道理,
these are the general teachings.
不管是哪一个教派, 都应该说, 也都会说的,
so whatever denomination you are, you will speak of.
另外一个层面,
but on a different level,
得救福音的就是一个特殊性了, 神国福音的特殊性,
it is the
special demands,
the specialty in the gospel.
就是神有神国的要求,
there is a requirement for the kingdom of God.
就好像我们读圣经, 知道圣经的真理, 它原则是什么,
just as we know the principle of the Bible.
还有一个就神国的要求是什么,
and what is the requirement of the kingdom.
所以用这样的来揣摩, 我们所行的道, 我们所传的福音,
and through these things to compare the words that we preach.
那我们的立教和立法的精神, 立教,立法, 为什么? Founding the church, founding the law,
and
这样的一个精神,
and the spirit in which we found our church.
或者是我们属灵的原则,
or principles in the spirit of
God. 那么神国的要求, 要发展神的国, 有什么要求?
And in order to progress the church, what is the requirement?
那就要每个基督徒也是这样的体认,
and each Christian must have this understanding.
就会完全就说, 交托在神的面前,
then we will,
让道理跟圣灵来带领,
then we'll completely entrust it to God and let the word and the spirit guide us.
那我们现在用这了解来看第四章,
so with this understanding, let's look at chapter
4. 要谈神人跟人人合一,
to speak of the reconciliation between man and with God.
最首先要解决的, 就第三章所说的,
the first thing to be resolved is spoken in chapter 3.
现在教会不发展,
now that the church did not grow,
或者信徒灵程不长进,
or that the spirituality of the members did not grow,
大概还没有, 就没有真正的实行第三节所说的,
then perhaps we have not fully exercised what is written in chapter 3.
第一节就说了,
verse 1,
凡事谦虚, 温柔, 忍耐, 爱心, 宽, 互相宽容, 那最重要的第三节,
most important in verse 3.
用和平彼此联络, 竭力保守, 圣灵所赐, 合而为一的心,
that is endeavoring to keep the unity of the spirit in the bond of peace.
内在, 首先的家事物, 要从这里开始,
so internally we must start with our self and our family.
那我们才可以联络, 才可以发展,
then we have the hope of connecting and unite with each other.
彼此的这个争斗, 或者彼此的这样阻隔,
or else we will be in conflict with each other and block the progress of the church.
圣灵要我们合一, 我们就要保持着圣合一的心,
if the Spirit wants us to be united, then we shall unite by the Spirit.
用这种精神, 这样的保守, 这种的, 在圣灵里的, 这种合一的心, 这样出发出去,
so with this heart of unity, we shall go out.
那请注意看, 从第四节,
so let's read verse 4.
到第五节就描写有七个一的道理,
verse 4 and verse 5 talks about the seven teachings of one.
那么现在面对着诸多的这教会, 教派,
so here we are facing with the, all kinds of denominations.
我们要跟人家说谈合一, 谈教会不要不分彼此, 那关键在哪儿?
If we want to speak of combining in unity in the Lord, how should we start?
当然我们可以念他的次序, 可是又可以把它当为急务, 首先, 所要关切的, 要注意到的是什么?
Of course, we can read this in order, but we can also take note of their importance.
你说教会要和, 我们都不要分彼此, 会一体, 那, 那要从哪开始?
So if we were to be one, then where shall we start?
第一个, 我们来念它的重要性 第二,一个共信之道 一个得救的福音 那是一信
First is the one faith
One common faith
One common faith
就是说 主耶稣跟使徒的教训 有关得救的方法 原则是, 原则跟方法
And that is the teaching and the principle of salvation
那个信 那个信仰 那个信心 那个信 信的规模 信仰的规模是什么
What is the stature of the faith?
那个faith有可以内在的感动 内在的这种认知 内在的这样的信靠 发展出去 变信仰
So faith starts with the reliance to the Lord in our heart and goes out to our life of faith
一个认知跟行为的一个规模
And so
认知,
the understanding
好, 跟那个行为
and the deeds of faith
那就是说这个信不是口的 心里的而已 它是外表的 外在化的
So faith does not only rest in our mouth and our hearts but it can be observed outwardly
所以我们看到英文的 pistis这个字眼 有时候翻信心 有时候翻信仰 就要看那上下文来决定
So the Greek word of pistis can be translated to the heart of faith or faith in general
好那再看 所以一个信就是有一个共信之道，信的一个信条、教义是什么？
So once there is one doctrine or one system of faith.
那主耶稣跟使徒们教导什么，我们就做什么。
So whatever the apostles have received the teachings from Christ, we shall follow.
不要用人意或组织来代替，然后执志来代替它。
And do not substitute these teachings from because of organization
or
human will.
那第二个,有一信以后,要一洗,一个洗,有效的,有功效的洗礼。
So after one faith, then it should have one effective baptism.
有共通的,在主耶稣宝血之下,就变神的儿女了,就不分彼此了。
So once we have received this one baptism, we are all one children on the cross.
那加再加,第三个,要一个灵,一个同样一个圣灵。
In the third part, one spirit, this one unique Holy Spirit.
那这样说了,不管用西班牙语, Hawaii的话, 或者是各种不同方言, 自然而然就成为神家的一体。
So in this sense, whether you speak Spanish or Hawaiian or Chinese, you shall be one in the family of God.
就不要分彼此。
And you shall not separate.
就会像启示录第五章九节十节所说的。
And it shall be like in Revelation chapter 9, verse
chapter
5, verse 9.
第九节世界, 各国各方各民都在主基督里头,
All nations and ethnicity shall be in one in Christ.
这个一体是从一信、一喜、一灵达到一体。
So this one body in Christ comes from first one faith, then one baptism, and then one spirit.
所以在校园团契、在教会跟教会之间的联络，要提倡这四个重点。
So in your campus fellowship or in the church, we must emphasize these four ones.
然后你可以说一个共同的天父。
Then you can speak of one Lord.
一个共同的主，一个神。
One God.
或者说一个共同要得救的盼望。
What a one hope. And these are general.
那特殊的是要一信、一喜、一灵才达到一体。
But one faith, one baptism, one spirit, and one body, these four are specific.
所以我们在谈教会这个一的道理。
So when we talked about the doctrine of one,
我们想到神跟人在主耶稣基督的合一。
We think of reconciliation of God and man in Christ.
想到各种种族、社会或者是不同的背景来的，在神家的合一。
We think of unity amongst different nations and ethnicities.
而且我们有共通的一个属灵的经验。
And we have the one common spiritual experience.
共通的对道理的体认。
Common acknowledgement of the truth.
还有共通的教会的想这种。 普遍性神的带领的一个模式
and the general experience in the guidance of the Lord
所以说教义上
So whether it's doctrinal or spiritual
教会的行政方面,
or the church's progress,
这都是会在神的带领下，不管在哪个地方。
No matter where you are, you will have guidance in these three areas of God.
在神的教会里头,
in the church of God, we should have this understanding.
不是说口头上说真啊和一啦这样来定准。
We should not just merely say we are true or we are one.
我们要看我们这个属地面上的属灵的团体。
We must observe our spiritual fellowship on earth.
在这个地面上，是不是真正的把天上那个完美的、理想的、真正属灵的那模式，把体现下来？
Whether or not we have fully manifested the true and the wonderful fellowship on heaven here on earth.
那就属天上的。So
the those that belong in the heavenly.
那在真正属的圣灵，那在属圣的。
And then the, those that belong to the Spirit, by the Holy Spirit,
属灵的,
the spiritual.
一个理想的、完美的那种境地，实现在人为这个人间的教会团体来。
The ideological organization or community that we have here on earth.
所以说，神的道安定在天，好像诗篇119篇89节所说的。
So the word of the God is safely secured in heaven.
那天上的模式会像希伯来书所说的。
And so the measure of heaven is like described in Hebrew. So today, the spiritual body here on earth, whether it's local or the global, have we brought the condition in heaven here on earth and to reveal them? If we have not,
那我们教会讲真或是一，那变成空头的一个口号而已。
Then we talk about true and talk about one in vain.
所以我们应该知道，就是信心有外在的行为。
So we know that faith is not inwardly, but it has our
manifestation.
And the faith is coming from heaven, and we must reveal them.
而且在神要我们合一的这个过程中。
And during the process of becoming one,
应该像圣经说，凡事谦虚温柔，凡事以主耶稣的心为心。
We must be submissive and meek, and to have the heart of Jesus.
但是现在很多会有因为教会的职志或位份或者那个名号这个方向偏差了。
But now, because of the various titles, the positions you hold in church, it might be misunderstood.
所以我们还是要回到真理的规模。
So we must come back to the truth.
还有圣灵的带领。
And through the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
还有我们真正的信仰的表现。
And through the true manifestation of our faith.
那这样的话，圣经所应许的，在神在万事以前所预备的各种天上的属灵福气，就会真正踏实在我们中间。
And in this way, that the arrangement that has been predestined before creation shall be manifested here. So we discuss the mystery of the gospel. First, because it is very rich, it is difficult to understand. It is difficult to be found. Although this gospel is widespread and great, and also at the same time hidden, but from the time of the apostles till today, it has been revealed. So we must thank God. The people during the Old Testament spoke to God.
艺人，他们想看到主耶稣。
For example, the prophets, the righteous men, the kings, they want to behold Jesus.
但是他们都不如主耶稣的门徒，或我们今天有圣灵世代着我们。
But they are not as fortunate as the disciples during the apostolic time or us.
因为福音也是神国的福音。
For us, we have the gospel of the kingdom.
所以我们要在传扬神国福音。
So we must preach this gospel.
应该从我们属灵教会里头一个真正的一个追求跟一个掌握。
And we must start from grasping this gospel in our church.
有时候我们来想一想，比如说我们十条的十大的信条。
Sometimes if we think of our 10 basic doctrines,
就有的五大教义,
or our 5 basic beliefs,
我们能够一本一五一十的根据圣经很清楚的来跟人家见证。
And if we can testify these doctrines to our friends,
用圣经做根据,
and using the Bible as our source,
作为跟他的彰显, 来做我们的支持佐证,
using the works of God and the testimonies, the miracles as proof,
那我们也就知道我们所传的,
then we shall know that the gospel that we preach
原来是交托给我们的,
was originally entrusted to us.
所以我们应该更上一层楼, 来精益求精的对道理上,
so we must seek a further level and to devote effort into study the Bible.
我们有时候很多的活动,
sometimes we have many different activities.
有忽略了应该有的崇拜跟圣经深入追求的那种功夫了。
But we neglected our duty to dig deep into the teaching of the Bible.
我们听了很多灵修的道理,
we have heard many wonderful words.
但是往往有时候我们对经文望文生义,
But often we will deviate from the original message, and we will interpret through our own impression.
然后用独断式的来用圣经来验证你已经有的成见，先有的那种意义那个先见。
Or to use the Bible to prove your own opinion.
没有让圣经从里头讲出来。
And do not allow the truth to be spoken from within. So may the Lord continue to guide us.
所以说一查考一个主题,
when we study a topic,
因为我们所讲的是神的救赎,
because we are talking about the salvation of God,
主耶稣跟他的十字架的道理,
then we must start from the teaching on the cross,
从创世以前的应许,
the promise before creation,
主耶稣的宣讲,
The words of Christ, and the works of the Spirit after Christ, and to study all of these. And then one day we can grasp the mystery of God's salvation. So let's set 3 years as our time so that to increase and elevate our spirituality.
圣经的字, 句, 上下文,
the words in the Bible, the sentence in the Bible, and the context, the historical background, the teaching, and to neglect no part and to study them and to use them. And naturally, as you pursue, you will grow. So may the Lord grant us this understanding and allow us to put in effort.
And
so we can systematically organize the message that we heard. Of course, we need to put in our effort.
学然后而知不足, you know this deficiency of the knowledge.
You will discover that the more you learn, the more you discover you don't know.
让我们更知道他,
so may the Lord allow us to know more of Him. So let us build the foundation of our faith. So after we are equipped, then we shall spread the gospel globally. We must depart away from our understanding, our own ignorance. So may the Lord guide us.
160
Psalm 160.